Discussions in this show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. Always consult with your investment professional before making important investment decisions. Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Inc., a registered broker dealer, member of FINRA SIPC, investment advisor and representative. Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Inc., registered investment.
This is the Reformed Financial Advisor, a Kansas City podcast. My name is Andy Flattery. I'm a certified financial planner. And this is financial advice young adults need to become wealthy. How about that for a clickbait title? Guys, you're going to love what I've done with this. I have gathered together four of the best financial advisors, the best CFPs here in the Kansas City area. These are younger advisors that are friends of mine, and I've asked them for their very best tips for young people. And I think you're really going to like this. I've jam-packed it with all of the best advice. In many ways, this is really kind of a challenge. It's simple enough to do what's called wealth management in a way, because what you're doing is you're helping folks manage wealth that they have already created. And there's really only so much you can do when you have a few million bucks and you're looking to turn it into a stream of income in retirement. But to help young people is a different challenge because you're not there yet. You have not made it. Perhaps you've got a nice income, but you're looking to get to where you want to go, which for many folks is to become wealthy and achieve the financial goals that many of us have in mind. So I don't want to waste any more time. Let's get right into it. Here we go.
My name is Mike Zung. I'm a certified financial planner, and I'm the founder of Java Wealth Planning.
Guys, Mike is going to point out something crucial for every man and woman. The kids are calling it today adulting, or if you're a man, you could just say it's time to be a man. But this is kind of the prerequisite that all of us need to deal with before we can really talk about financial advice at all.
Be intentional with your time and your energy. Whenever you're in your 30s, then you have kids, and I know it's cliche, but they do grow up really fast. And so, it's important just to not be going through the motions and to just be really, really intentional with your time.
I'm going to give you a practical tip here that's worked really well for me, and it's this Getting Things Done system by David Allen. It's an entire system. I know it as a book, which I think you can get honestly for like $2 used on Amazon. But this thing has been a game changer for me. I'm pretty skeptical of most kind of modern pop business books, and I'm telling you, this is definitely not that. This is a practical system. It's a way to build a structure for your tasks, to capture all of your ideas, and really to clear your head so that you can feel in control and live with intentionality. So Getting Things Done, I'll leave the link in the show notes. That's my best actionable piece of advice on this one.
Yeah, my name is Donovan Brooks, and my firm is called Storyline Financial Planning. I'm big into just managing cash flow well. It's the foundation of our personal finances. The success of our personal finances really hinge on how well you can manage your monthly finances. So creating a budget and tracking those expenses. And really, it's the litmus test that we're able to gauge, are we spending according to our values? And if not, we need to make some changes. So like I said, it's the foundation. Everything else we hope to do with our personal finances, we can't even come close to accomplishing that if our cash flow isn't being managed well. The next thing I would say is just having a debt-free vision, avoiding the use of debt when you can. This is another key milestone when we look at achieving true financial freedom, which I hope, and I hope that's on the radar for most people. And so I think we as a society have gotten too lax around debt and the use of debt in our lives. So having a vision of getting out of debt and remaining out of debt. And then the last thing is just being super clear about what we hope to accomplish with our finances and knowing why that's important. I think a lot of people just generically aim at what other people are doing or what we're told to do in the media, but it's personal finances for a reason. So we need to reflect on what we're aiming at and why we're aiming at that. There was a quote from The Patriot, the movie The Patriot with Mel Gibson, that's always stuck with me. And he was with his sons and they were kind of having a little, they're raiding the Redcoats or whatever. And he said, aim small, miss small. And that's always kind of resounded to me because it's this idea of be super clear and precise at what you're aiming at. And even if you miss it, you're still going to be pretty close to it. But if you aim pretty generically, then you're gonna miss your target altogether. So anyway, those are kind of three things that I would say are super important for people in their 30s to just have a vision over.
As you know, we have an affinity for history here on this podcast, so it's always great to hear a quote from the documentary, which is Mel Gibson's The Patriot. I'm going to give you two choices for a call to action on this one. Choice number one is YNAB. You need a budget. This is the tool that I have received really the best feedback about from various couples that have really called this a game changer for their marriage. I think this is probably the best budgeting tool, budgeting software that's out there today. There's a lot of them, but this is the one that I hear the most about from my own clients. But I have kind of a quick, let's call it a minor confession to make. I don't use YNAB myself. I use a simple spreadsheet because my belief is that in marriage, you don't necessarily need combined bank accounts, but you do need a combined spreadsheet to have that budgeting conversation. So that's what my wife and I do. The nicest version of the spreadsheet that I found is my friend Tyler Porter's. Tyler has got a heart for the budgeting conversations in marriage, and he's kind of put together his own that is really simple. It's kind of a really great tool that you can refer to once or twice a month to make sure that you're on track and in control of your spending. So I'm going to put both these resources in the show notes over at simplewealthkc.com/advice. The YNAB link, so you need a budget link, and then the link to download for free this spreadsheet that Tyler Porter put together that I think is wonderful. So check those out at simplewealthkc.com/advice.
Matt Gazaway. I'm a certified financial planner with BridgeQuest Wealth Strategies.
Matt asked me to read that opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to be specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial, or tax advisor prior to investing. Securities are offered by LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Here we go.
I believe that there's a lot of ideas out there, and I hear just incredible ideas from younger people and not just younger people. But I think this idea as it relates to sort of personal finance is to really automate your intentions. That's something we talk about a lot. It's a little bit of the financial 101 talk as far as the things that matter most should happen first and automatically. So, you know, if savings is important, it's sort of why the 401k has been an incredible tool because it becomes automated, comes out of the paycheck automatically. You make a decision once, and then inertia is going to be your friend in that, or whether you're doing a different investment account, but where it's comes out automatically. So that's what I mean. Whether it's giving, a generous lifestyle, any of those things, it requires, you know, intention. And I think automation to help us with that, because we're all a little bit overwhelmed with our life. And I think young people have a lot of options these days.
I'm really glad that Matt brought this up, because one of my favorite things to do is just doing really simple future value calculations with a very simple financial calculator. Sometimes I'll use this really basic website. It's called buyupside.com. Buyupside.com. It's free. There's a lot of cool calculators on there. You're going to laugh. It looks like it's something from like 1997, but it gets the job done. It's not fancy at all. I love it because when you do these simple compound interest calculations, no matter what age you are, it shows you that there are still so many possibilities for you to build wealth. So let's do a quick one right now. Let's say that you're starting completely new. You're 30 years old. You've got no money, but you have the ability now to save about $1,000 a month. You're going to earn a 7% annualized rate of return, and you're going to do it for about 20 years. So if you were to do that, the future value, according to our buyupside.com calculator, looks like about $524,000 at age 50. If you keep going, it's $2.6 million by age 70. Not bad, right? So here's an idea. What if while you're setting this up, you do a financial planning calculation trying to figure out how far you have to go to achieve financial freedom, and you realize, you know what, our number might actually be a little higher than that. Maybe we could do a little bit more. So instead of $1,000 a month savings, you stretch yourself a little bit and increase it to $1,100 a month. And you think, you know, instead of 7% a year, perhaps we can plan to do 8% on our investments. Maybe you can cut some expenses. Maybe you can get more concentrated, lean into a factor such as growth or value, or perhaps you're going to plan on investing more and increasing your savings during market drawdowns. Any of these ways might potentially allow you to earn a little bit higher return on your investment. So in any case, $1,100 a month at 8% now looks like this. At age 50, it's $652,000 in the portfolio compared to $524,000. And at age 70, that's $3.9 million. So you get about $1.3 million of an increase over the prior calculation by just adding $100 a month extra and a 1% extra annualized rate of return. So not bad, right? So the point is, these kind of small differences in your monthly automations are so huge. You make the decision one time, and it makes a huge difference in the amount of wealth you can create for your family in the future.
My name is Kyle Hill, and I'm a certified financial planner, owner and financial planner for Hilltop Financial Planning. You know, start making smart money decisions early. You know, don't kick the can down the road, because eventually you'll get to the end of the road and you don't want to look back and wonder what you could have done differently this entire time. You know, you've got to start somewhere, and just because you don't have anything saved doesn't mean you can't start now. Because I want people to take their independence back. I want people to become financially independent. And my big driver is ending this culture of dependency so we can live the lives that we want and make the decisions that we want to make for ourselves, and not having someone in, you know, several thousand miles away making decisions for us about our financial futures.
I've got two free resources for you that will help you grab the bull by the horns with this. The first is, you need a written financial plan. It could be a one-page financial plan. The one that I'm going to direct you to is a four-page financial plan. That's the one we use at our firm. You can copy it. But your written financial plan will just tell you the action that you need to take to get to your financial goals. And if you don't have it written down, there's a pretty good chance it's not going to happen, right? Because you need to have that intentionality that we've been talking about. The second free resource I'm going to direct you to is an IPS, an investment policy statement. And what this does is, this is basically you setting up your guidelines for you, or hopefully your portfolio manager, to follow through thick and thin with your investment strategy. It's really important. You need both of these documents, a written financial plan and a investment policy statement. If you go to simplewealthkc.com/advice, I'll just give you the ones that we use here at my firm. You can have it, you can copy it. And that's at simplewealthkc.com/advice. And now it's my turn. Guys, the advice that I have to give for young people, my own peers, and actually myself as well, is to know your path to wealth. Know your path to wealth and be able to define it. Here's the thing. 500 years ago, 1,000 years ago, someone would have laughed at me if I would have asked them that question. You know, you were
a baker or a smith or a tailor, and that was literally your name because you were given your profession, and there was really no such thing as a path to wealth beyond maybe the king was going to bestow you with some land if you helped him win a great battle, or maybe you were a Norman conqueror and you were going to go sack and basically pillage and find some wealth for your family that way. Those were your options. Well, guess what? We don't live in that time anymore. In fact, we live in maybe the best time in human history to define your own path for wealth. I know that sounds like really grandiose and really out there, but let me just give you kind of two examples. One of them is just recently here on the podcast, we had a guy who was working as a house painter for $19 an hour, quits his job and decides to become an electrician. And a few years later, in his 30s, he's doing several million dollars a year at Empowered Electric here in North Kansas City. He's just a regular guy. That's Josh Levin, by the way, in episode 3 is when we featured that particular company in that story. Another story that I'm reminded of here is that of Eric Jorgensen. Eric is going to be featured on the podcast here in September. He's got a book coming out that I think is going to be a really big deal. Now, Eric works for a startup here in Kansas City, but his side project is he is creating the almanac of Naval Ravikant. Naval is he's kind of a guru on Twitter that's never written a book. And Eric recognized that there would probably be a huge market for a book if somebody were to compile his best tweets, his best material into one resource. And it's getting a lot of buzz. I have a feeling it's going to be a really big deal. And I think he's going to do really well with it. My point is, you've got an electrician that's doing really well. You've got, on the complete opposite end of the spectrum, a local entrepreneur that's creating a book of somebody else's material, and it's going to have a huge audience, and he's probably going to do really, really well with it. I mean, that could only happen in 2020 in the United States of America. So there's so much opportunity. You know, on the same token, here in Kansas City, Missouri, or just in the Midwest in general, you can live reasonably cheap. There's plenty of jobs here in Kansas City where you can make $100,000, $200,000 a year or even more as a software developer or in B2B sales or any other number of careers that are available for young people in this city. And guess what? You save 10, 20, 30, 40% or even more. You're doing just fine in the wealth building department. The other side to defining your path to wealth is, how do you invest? So once you've figured out how you're going to create an income, whether it be in a business or a career, you need to figure out how you're going to invest your savings so that you can make your savings work for you while you sleep. And there's so many options of how we can do this here in 2020. Just like your career, just like your business, there are more ways to invest than ever before in human history. I'll just name a handful here off the top of my head. You can be an index fund investor, which basically is essentially a free way to invest here in 2020, extremely popular. You can be a quantitative investor and systematize basically an investment process that looks a lot like what professionals do for a lot more money. You can be a qualitative stock picker and really get into the ins and outs of how businesses are run, and you can pick individual stocks. There's still plenty of people that are doing this and finding a way to have an edge, believe it or not. You can ditch Wall Street altogether and buy real estate and basically buy cash flowing rental properties and use that cash flow to basically build up an income that you can retire on. I may get in trouble for saying this, but it's starting to look more and more like cryptocurrencies are real. I mean, Bitcoin's been around for 10 years at this point, so that might be an option for some folks. And then I'm seeing a lot of information out there today for people that actually teach individuals how to acquire businesses. If you want to actually acquire your own local business or a business in an area that you have an expertise in across the country, there's more and more out there today that actually helps people do that. And so the stock investor in me is partial to stocks. That's what I've been doing for over 10 years. That's that's really how I recommend young people invest that come to my firm. But the financial planner in me recognizes that there is more than one path to wealth, and to each his own. We all have our own expertise and our own kind of proclivities. So just define it. Don't let yourself be suckered into fads. Don't let some salesman or some like dude on the internet convince you to do something that you're not ready for or doesn't jive with your financial plan. There's a great saying, and it's save like a pessimist and invest like an optimist. I'm going to give you two resources on this one. The first one, in terms of building a career, I'm going to direct you to actually Eric Jorgensen's first book. He's got a book on Amazon that I'll link in the show notes. It's called Career Advice for Uniquely Ambitious People, A Decision-Making Guide for Uncommon Success. And this is a quick read, but it's very good. I highly recommend it. And what I like about Eric, I'm definitely buying his book here on Naval in September. But as my friend Mark Basola put it, in becoming a sharer of Naval Ravikant's wisdom, Eric Jorgensen has become a font of wisdom himself. I totally agree with this. I think we could be listening to what Eric has to say because there's a lot we can learn from him. So definitely buy his quick book. You'll get a lot out of that. The other resource I want to share is from Nick Loper. He's got a 24-page document called 99 Side Hustle Business Ideas You Can Start Today. I know the word side hustle has become like kind of a meme and kind of a joke, but I really like what he's doing. And I think the side hustle is a great way to test the market and really test what your skills are in the marketplace before you quit your job to start a business that may or may not work. And I think it's a really good model. So check out his document. He might be able to give you some ideas as to things you can try yourself. He certainly has given me some ideas as well. So I think it's a cool resource. It's called 99 Side Hustle Business Ideas That You Can Start Today. I'll put both of these resources in the show notes at simplewealthkc.com/advice. So let's do a summary of everything we just learned. For starters, Mike Zung encourages us to be intentional with our time. Donovan Brooks said to manage cash flow well, control debt, and know what you want your money to do for you. Matt Gasaway says automate your intentions. And then Kyle Hill said to take back your independence. And then lastly, my piece of advice was to define your path to wealth. And that's a wrap. That is financial advice young adults need to become wealthy. Hope you guys enjoyed that. Show notes can be found at simplewealthkc.com/advice. And we'll see you guys next week.